Port of Long Beach sees solid cargo volumes amid global uncertainty. The Port of Long Beach reported a notable increase in cargo volumes in February 2026, handling 767,525 20-foot equivalent units, TEUs, an uptick of 0.3% from the same period last year. This growth can be attributed to the port's continued efforts to optimize its operations and meet the evolving needs of its customers. The solid overall cargo volumes are a testament to the port's ability to adapt to changing market conditions, ensuring that it remains a reliable partner for shippers and carriers alike. The import sector saw a slight decline in February 2026, with imports falling by 0.2% to 368,060 TEUs. This decrease can be attributed to various factors, including increased competition from other ports and the ongoing impact of global trade tensions. However, it is worth noting that exports experienced a significant surge, rising by 8.2% to 97,422 TEUs. This growth underscores the port's importance in facilitating international trade and its role as a key player in the global supply chain. The empty container rate, which serves as an indicator of future imports, declined by 0.15% to 302,044 TEUs. This decrease suggests that shippers are beginning to adjust their expectations regarding import volumes, potentially due to concerns about global trade uncertainty and increased competition from other ports. The decline in empty containers also highlights the port's efforts to optimize its container handling operations and improve efficiency. In a statement, Port Chief Executive Dr. Noel Hasegawa noted that cargo movement at the Port of Long Beach remains fluid despite external pressures. This sentiment underscores the port's commitment to providing reliable and efficient services to its customers, even in the face of uncertainty and disruption. The conflict in the Middle East has added new uncertainty to global trade, triggering broad market conditions and reactions from parties across the supply chain. As Hasegawa noted, this conflict has already triggered a rapid rise in oil prices, which will have significant implications for supply chains worldwide. Year to date, the port has processed 1,615,290 TEUs, which is down 6% from the record-setting period last year. This decline can be attributed to various factors, including increased competition and global trade tensions. However, it is worth noting that the port's cargo volumes remain strong, suggesting its ability to adapt to changing market conditions. The disruption at the Strait of Hormuz has already triggered a rapid rise in oil prices, which will have significant implications for supply chains worldwide. If the Middle East conflict persists, Hasegawa cautioned that supply chains everywhere will have to navigate higher fuel and vessel operating costs and seek alternative shipping routes. The Port of Long Beach's solid cargo volumes in February 2026 serve as a reminder of its importance in facilitating international trade. As global trade continues to evolve, the port's ability to adapt and provide reliable services will be crucial in ensuring the smooth operation of supply chains worldwide. In conclusion, the Port of Long Beach's performance in February 2026 suggests that it remains a vital link in the global supply chain, despite external pressures and uncertainties. As the global economy continues to navigate the challenges posed by the Middle East conflict and other factors, the port's ability to adapt and provide reliable services will be essential for ensuring the smooth operation of supply chains worldwide.